Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our most pressing needs and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children have learned to go to the Bible to learn from these great people in their lives. Now, this tape tells one of these stories. Most of our stories are taken from the Revised Standard Version of the Bible unless otherwise indicated. Please listen and then go to your Bible and read to learn more as God speaks to you from His written word.
Twins who made a bargain. Many years passed. Abraham had died at the age of 175 years. His sons, Isaac and Ishmael, buried him where Sarah was buried. Isaac and Rebekah lived together in Canaan. Isaac was a rich man. The Lord loved and blessed Isaac as he had loved and blessed Abraham. For a long time, Isaac and Rebekah had children. Prayed to God for children. God heard his prayer and gave them twin boys. The boys were very different from each other. The firstborn, Esau, was reddish in color. His skin was rough and hairy. He liked to be outdoors, and he learned to be a clever hunter. The younger twin, Jacob, was a quiet person and liked to stay around the house. Rebekah loved Jacob best. Jacob was strong in goodness. Isaac loved Esau best. Esau would bring his father presents when he came in from hunting, especially deer meat to eat. Isaac liked this very much. He was proud of his strong son Esau. In those days, the oldest son in the family had a special right that none of the other children had. It was called the birthright. The son who had the birthright would get to take his father's place as head of the family after the father died. He would own most of what the father had owned. This meant that Esau should have the family birthright. One day Esau came home from hunting, tired and hungry. He smelled a wonderful smell, for Jacob was cooking some red lentil pottage. Pottage was something like our bean soup or stew. The more he smelled the food Jacob cooked, the more hungry he felt. He said, "Feed me some of that red pottage, for I am exhausted." Jacob thought this would be a good time to get Esau's birthright. Jacob said, "Sell me your birthright." Jacob wanted to trade food for Esau's birthright. Esau said, "If I die of hunger, what good will the birthright be to me?" So they made the trade, and Esau sold his birthright that day. The birthright was the greatest thing Esau owned. He traded many blessings for a little food. What a foolish trade Esau made! Jacob gave him bread and soup, or pottage. Esau ate the food and went back to his work. He did not care about his birthright, but Jacob did care, and he never forgot the bargain.